And that's our cue to interrupt the BBC World Service and turn our attention to the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. News briefing is in 10 minutes, followed by our prayer, and then Anna Hill talks to the Shadow Policing Minister about the Labour Party's new rural crime strategy in Farming Today at 6:15. We'll get properly started with the Shipping Bulletin in just a moment, but first, let's take a walk.
David Nicholls' new novel, You Are Here.
I, Marnie Walsh, age 38, am lonely.
Will a hiking trip bring two isolated people together?
Why am I doing this? She bellowed into the rain. I'm not even sponsored!
Read by Jim Howick.
People found it easier to talk frankly when walking. You'd have to watch out for that.
And Sally Phillips.
She liked his voice, reassuring. The kind of voice used to sell funeral plans on afternoon TV.
You Are Here by David Nicholls starts next Monday to Friday night at 10:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now here's Helen Willits.
Jane, thank you. It's time for the shipping forecast. Good morning. It's issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on today, Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. The general synopsis at midnight: low, Denmark, 1006, expected North Germany, 1003 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at 0. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly 3 to 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. South at 0. Northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Dogger, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in 4th and Tyne, then veering northeasterly 3 to 4 later in east 40s, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, north or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, cyclonic, mainly north 5 to 7, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, northwest, backing west later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Humber, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, north or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Dover and White, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or southwest 3 to 5 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 5 or 6 in south, otherwise northwesterly 3 to 4, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in West Sole, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in Irish Sea. Occasional rain in Sole, good, occasionally moderate in Sole. Shannon, Rockall, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later in West, perhaps gale 8 later in West. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, variable 2 to 4 at first in Bailey, otherwise northeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, northwest veering northeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later, fog patches in northeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the northeast. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on today, the 24th of April 2024. Tyree Automatic, northeast by north 4, 16 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest 1, 14 miles, 1024, falling. Lerwick, north by west 4, 24 miles, 1021, falling. Lucas, north 2, 16 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest by north 4, 1018, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest 5, 5 miles, 1016. Jersey, northeast by east 2, 15 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, west by north 2, 11 miles, 1021, falling. Valentia, north by west 3, 27 miles, 1024, falling. Ronald's Way, northeast 3, 1021, falling slowly. And finally, Malin Head, north 5, 11 miles, 1023, falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's valid for the following 24 hours and it was issued by the Met Office at 0500 on today, Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. The general situation. High pressure centred to the west of the United Kingdom will gradually decline during today, but will maintain largely settled conditions to western areas. Low pressure, however, situated over Denmark, will drift slowly southwards, helping to maintain the northerly flow across the British Isles and bring the risk of further showery rain to the east. So, for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly later 4 or 5, showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and again later, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in the south. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Showers, becoming mainly fair for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the east, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable mainly westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, or occasionally 5 later. Showers at first and again later, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 2 to 4 until later in the Far East, otherwise northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, mainly fair, mainly good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, but variable 3 or less at first in the Bristol Channel, mainly fair, mainly good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. The Isle of Man, northeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Loughfoyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 2 to 4 at first in the south, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly for a time, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. And finally, Shetland Isles, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly 4 or 5 later, Showers later, otherwise mainly fair, mainly good. Jane.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 24th of April. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. The US Congress has given final approval for a huge military aid package for Ukraine after months of stalemate. The official spending watchdog has warned ministers will struggle to deliver a key childcare pledge. In business, TikTok faces being banned in the United States. And in sport, Arsenal crushed Chelsea in the Premier League. The US Congress has given final approval to a huge and long-awaited foreign aid package providing $95 billion of assistance for Israel, Taiwan and Ukraine. Four bills passed at the weekend by the Republican-led House of Representatives have now completed their passage through the Democratic-controlled Senate. President Biden vowed to sign the aid bill for Ukraine quickly so badly needed weapons and equipment can be sent this week. President Zelensky has expressed his thanks. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the United States had shown its allies that it would not turn its back on them.
To the whole world, rest assured, America will never shrink from its responsibilities as a leader on the world stage. Today, tonight, we make Vladimir Putin regret the day he questioned American resolve.
The UK's independent spending watchdog has issued a fresh warning that the government may struggle to deliver on the next steps of its childcare promise to working parents in England. By September 2025, those with preschool children who are 9 months and older will be entitled to 30 hours of government-funded childcare. The National Audit Office says a pilot scheme to test how the scheme would work was cancelled, and it isn't clear whether childcare providers can find enough staff. Sophie Rayner, whose son Otis is 4 months old, has only been able to get a nursery place for a couple of days a week.
I'm going to be going back to look for a job around the nursery's availability. So that I've just got Mondays and Fridays. I'm going to have to start looking for jobs where I can work on a Monday and Friday. So it's going to be quite tricky. It feels a bit panicky, to be honest.
Argentina has asked the international police agency Interpol for assistance in arresting a senior Iranian minister in connection with the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community centre in Buenos Aires. The attack killed 85 people. The suspect, the Iranian interior minister Ahmad Vahidi, is currently part of a delegation visiting Pakistan and Sri Lanka. The Housing Secretary, Michael Gove, has said he can't guarantee the government's promise to end no-fault evictions for renters in England will be enforced by the general election. Mr Gove had previously promised the practice of landlords evicting tenants without a reason would be outlawed by the time the UK next goes to the polls. The bill to ban no-fault evictions returns.